Potent and all civilians, please stand by. Help is on the way. I repeat, please stand by. Help is on the way.
Oh, like heck, help is coming. We've been in this shed for 48 hours now.
We got another wave incoming. 2 million account.
Great.
Great. All right, everyone, check your ammo. We are weapons free. Dead. We're getting out of here. Grab a melee weapon and follow me!
Great.
Holy crap, how many are out there?
There's over 9,000!
Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 21 of the Tabletop Battlefield. Yes, 21. Episode 21 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at TabletopBattlefield.com. And Kyle is already laughing at me. Which, by the way, since we did that fun little intro, hopefully you guys enjoy the little zombie fighting thing.
Because that's all you will enjoy.
Yes. I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. Aww. I got Andrew over here, who's a resident zombie expert for this episode. We've got Kyle, who all just makes fun of me, I guess, because he's always laughing at my mistakes. And, of course, Ryan, the other
someone has to, you know, do, you know, correct you.
Yes, you're right. Anyway,
and we did survive the horde of zombies on the shack, but we did not survive the horde of zombies in the game.
So what we're talking about is the game Please Stand By. This is an independent tabletop miniatures game by the company Battle Bunker Games. They're not a new company, at least when I went to their website, which is actually hosted on their personal, like, Cox Cable Connection server, I believe. It's not hosted as part of their account that they get through. It's not like they're, but anyway, regardless. They have several other products, so I don't think this is their first game. This, like I said, it's all you get pretty much is a book. It's about 50 pages long. It retails for $25. And like I said, for $25, you get a 50-page book. And it's a fairly simple, in terms of rule complexity, zombie miniatures game. We got a lot more to say about it. We've already played it a few times. Of course, we have a battle report come on up here in just a little bit. So let's go ahead. I guess there isn't much unboxing to do, but let's take a look at the details of the book. All right, like I said, there's nothing really unboxed. It's just a book, so let's take a look inside. So this is about a 50-page book. It's mostly black and white. There are a few color images in the back, and there are some templates, other things that you can copy and print out to use in the games. So for what I like, first of all, I do like the artwork. It's kind of cool. It's decent. It's decently hand-drawn, kind of cool artwork, so it's pretty cool. I like that, even though most of it's black and white. The other things I do like about the book, there's about 7 or 8 short stories in here that are all zombie-themed, and those are a lot of fun to read. One huge downside to the book, because I've basically had this for about a week, I've read through it maybe once or twice, and if you can't tell, it's already falling apart. That's so not good.
Quality.
Serious quality issues. Especially when I went to copy some of the pages for, you know, printing out the tokens and things, that really caused the book quality, basically the book to fall apart. It's pretty poorly put together. All right, that's my opinion of the book itself. Ryan?
Yeah, I'd have to say, I mean, just one credit for the stories inside, because I was reading them, and they do seem pretty comical, but, I mean, I think the price is for the book is a little too steep for those stories. But
well, you're supposed to be playing for the game.
Yeah, I know. We'll get into that later, but we'll talk about the game later.
Yeah.
But yeah, negative points for, I mean, the binding is just, I mean, that's not the best one. It starts falling apart so early. and yeah, that's all I'm going to give for it.
Yeah, for Andrew. Me, it's pretty much the same. I like the stories. That's pretty much what I like about it.
The first one's hilarious. It's basically making fun of zombie movies.
And then and negative really on the quality, and I'd personally, for me, I'd probably put a negative on the price.
Yeah, $25 is pretty steep for this book. You're paying $25 and 50 cents a page, and I know exactly about how much this book costs to make. Because I'm familiar with the publisher, and they're making probably at least $20 off it. It's probably costing about $3
to make this book.
So that would be two negatives for me, is the quality and the...
But you forget of all the unsold merchandise. If they have it, and they... They're really not making actually that much profit.
Yes. They sell the book for $25.
If they
cost
sell
them
every single book.
Yes, if they sell every single one. But it costs $3 to manufacture this book.
Yes.
Okay.
Per book.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
Pretty much,
maybe a little more, maybe $4, but still, regardless.
I'll just have to agree that from what I've heard from the stories that
they're pretty funny. Ryan was doing a little story time here.
As you'll find out
later,
that's about all that this is good for.
So no, any negative points?
Everything else.
What about the book itself? Negative points about the book. Not the gameplay yet, just the book.
Quality,
price
rules, pages.
All right. Well,
all the above.
No, geez. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. And it's my point. It doesn't warn you on the thing on the front cover. One of the little gimmick artworks is may cause anxiety, fear, and loss of brains.
Yep, I lost my brain.
It does cause you lose your brains. Now, normally we would do a little setup thing, but of course it's just a book. So there's no figure line in this game because it's roughly generic zombies. There are different time periods. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But there's no figures to it. There's no maps because it's miniatures, no terrain, nothing like that. So there's really nothing to set up. So we're going to skip that section and go right into our battle report where we take on a bunch of Nazi zombies.
So we're about to begin the World War II scenario for Please Stand By, which of course is awesome because we're fighting Nazi zombies, which you can't go wrong with Nazi zombies, at least you wouldn't think so. Ryan's going to be playing the zombie player. He rolled at the start 13, so he's got 13 zombies to deploy on the board, and this scenario allows him to deploy them anywhere that's more than 12 inches away from us three, which we're right over here in this corner standing on some items ready to go. So, let's go ahead and begin the battle. Kyle, represented by the Imperial Guard Trooper, is going to move. Movement in Please Stand By is pretty similar to all other games. You have so many inches you move, and that's how it works. Now you're going to shoot, right, Cal?
Yes, I will shoot.
He's going to shoot the zombie dog, and here's how it works. Every character has a reaction value. In this case, the zombie dog has a reaction value of 4, meaning to hit him with a ranged weapon, you have to roll a 4 or better on a d6. Now, what Kyle's going to do is called an aim shot, which basically it's a headshot, is what he's doing. Which means if he hits him and wounds him, he's going to kill him. So go ahead and make your shot, Kyle. He rolled a 1, which is not a 4 or better. Therefore, he fails to kill the zombie dog. And because that used up all his attack points, so that's going to end the turn for Kyle.
I am bored out of my mind. I can't shoot zombies with a crap. I only get one shot a turn. And, you know, look at this Andrew, the only one that can actually kill anything.
So I've got 4 headshots per round.
Exactly. So I just want to say that this is the worst game ever, and I think a pile of barf would probably be more fun to play with at this point in time.
I pass the time pretty well by using Twitter. Are you Twittering, Jason?
Yes, I am. See,
what are you Twittering?
DT_Battlefield.
Yeah, what are you Twittering? Years later, I found a use my WizKids sports text figures in this game. There's no other good use for them because the sports text blows chunks.
Okay. Blow more chunks in this game.
Yes, it does.
How's that possible?
It's.
Alright, so I need a 4 to hit them?
4 off the hit and you auto kill for you.
Alright.
So 4's on the dogs. Oh, well, you know,
dog's dead.
Kill. Oh, there's
dog
not
is dead. Hell. So I got 4 kills on that one.
Yep, take your 4 tokens.
Can I just give up right now? I can do 1 kill.
First zombie. Okay. Well, they're shooting up zombies. We're going to play what's called Zombie Man. Now,
hell.
Please stand by.
What did I need to hear?
Do it better.
Okay, so.
And please stand by.
No, you have to roll 2 or higher.
Oh,
two
okay.
So please stand by. Zombies can move 3 inches per turn. Right now, there is 27 inches between me and the normal zombie horde over here, which Andrew's quickly taking down. Therefore, it would take the zombies, do some math, 27 divided by 3 is 9 turns for
this
the
one.
For the zombies to go from there to me over here.
Yeah, you can't hit
now,
that
problem
one.
Is
hit
only
that one.
At most 5 turns left in the game.
That's a harder
Meaning
shot.
Massive horde of zombies.
So
that,
those guys are hard. Those are 4.
That's how this game rolls.
Yeah.
So now it's time for our final review. As you saw from some of the comments during the actual battle report, we weren't the most thrilled with certain aspects of this game.
In fact,
we
basically just quit.
That's all we did. We
did play several times, but it's just anyway.
Just kept getting worse as it.
Let's go through the usual kind of stuff. Let's talk first of all, of course, the movement rules. What about the actual rules? Okay, I do like them, but Ryan hates them. Kyle, like these are the rules, not tactics.
Fine.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with the movement.
Yeah.
It's basic.
We're being generous at this point. We're giving them a few so sweets.
Basically. I don't want to be generous.
The rules are simple. I mean, movement is pretty much very similar to every other miniature game out there. It's you move so many inches, awesome. Everyone's happy. You can go around things.
Move a few extra.
Yeah, the run thing is kind of cool. That's probably one of the cool things. You can basically, instead of attacking, you can choose to run or run extra distance. Movement tactics. Kind of lump both the characters and the zombies into this. awful.
Yes. I forgot to go with the,
Andrew?
The reason why I put 1 hater is before so I can have 2 haters up there for the movement tactics.
Okay, I can explain all why I don't like the movement tactics. What about, who wants to start?
I'll go.
Ryan, okay. What's wrong with the movement tactics in this game?
Well, for the fact is, I mean, usually in zombie horrors, you have zombies moving really, really fast. The action is very fast-paced, and you do not see a lot of that in this game unless you're in close, tight quarters.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't happen very much.
Which is not... Usually you're in a city, you're wandering around. I like to have zombies that can wander around, notice somebody, and then zoom up towards them and start attacking at least within 2 turns.
Let's put this in numerical context. The typical zombie in this game moves 3 inches, the basic zombie. There are faster ones, but they're a lot fewer than the basic ones.
Yeah.
The typical hero character moves anywhere from 5 to 6 inches. So, like I said, the only time the zombies ever get in combat is if they corner the human characters, which is incredibly difficult to do.
And also where the zombies are deployed.
And it also is based on the fact, too, that the different types of scenarios, because if you play in the medieval one, you have to get up close.
Yeah.
So, whereas with the modern ones, you can stay far away.
I can understand that you don't want to make the zombies too powerful, but I think that if they would up the power on both sets of characters, the survivors and the zombies, if they would have made them just a little bit more powerful, a little more speed, a little bit more, fighting, health, whatever, I think it would have been better.
No, we see that the zombies just overrun, though.
Yeah.
In the medieval, the only thing you can really do is, I think, improve the speed.
Yeah.
And that'd be about it. Because otherwise the zombies overrun you and you're pretty much done for.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the zombies move too fast, I can tell why they put 3 movements up there, because if the zombies can move too fast, they could end up just going over everybody.
But see, another numerical context here. A typical game lasts about 10 turns. Most of the scenarios say after 10 turns, average of 10 turns, some a little bit less, some a little bit more, someone's going to win. If the zombies move about 3 inches a turn, that means they can, throughout the entire game, they can move 30 inches.
Yeah.
Every board in this scenario, in this book, is recommended to be 4 foot or 5 foot wide. It's impossible for the zombies to move entirely across the board. So some scenarios, actually, where if one player starts on
the
players start on one side, the zombies start somewhere else, the zombies never reach the players.
Yes. Yeah. It's a problem.
Yeah, so, is that another hater or anything?
Yeah.
Yes.
The boards are just too big for this.
Yeah. So either...
Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's only two options that can be done to solve this. One is to either A, reduce the board size,
mm-hmm. or that's one
B,
way to do it.
Increase the speed.
Or...
Which is effectively the same thing.
The speed of the zombie.
Well, yeah, it's the fact... Yeah, speed of the zombie relative to
the... What
were
you going to say, Kyle?
To the human
movement. No, this is for something overall. In the future. Oh, okay. Something for a different topic.
Okay. So then... That's enough kind of rag on a movement. Let's move on to melee combat.
let's rag on something else, shall we?
Let's just talk about, first of all, let's just do the combat resolution. How you hit a person.
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Awful.
Awful.
Just start piling on. Don't be shy. Yeah.
So this is actually how you determine whether you hit a zombie or a zombie hits a player, whatever it may be. It comes down to every character has a reaction stat. And you've got to go roll equal to or greater than that reaction stat to see if you hit them. Regardless of whether you're punching them in the face, hitting them with a pistol from long range, a shotgun from across the board, which you can do, or a sniper rifle with an actual scope on it.
Yeah.
It's all the same chance of hitting.
I love the rifle with the sniper scope.
Yes. Which, I mean, you get a four... Zombies are usually four up to hit them, so it's like a 50% chance of hitting them. Then we'll talk about wounding, which is even a little more ridiculous.
No, it's the reaction that's the pain.
Why they have reactions?
Yeah.
It's almost... I have no idea either. Almost in a game where it's about hordes of zombies, just make it an auto hit or something. You know? You just... Because
zombies are technically brain dead. They don't have reaction. Mm-hmm. They take it.
Yeah, pretty much. It really should come down to how well you can shoot or how well you can smash someone, which I...
There was no variation.
I have a suggestion for the developers. Play Left 4 Dead. You'll find out what a real zombie is.
Or at least maybe test the game out before you
test the book finding out too.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty frustrating. You got a machine gun there, just spraying bullets into him. You're rolling threes and twos, and it's
don't hit anything with it.
Well, we're talking about the melee weapons first, though. We can go into the range.
We're talking just about the combat, hitting, and how you actually hit a person. Yeah. It works the same melee versus range. It's the same exact stats.
Yeah, one thing.
The only time when it changes is the strength and toughness.
Yes.
So,
which
and it doesn't even change when you aim either.
No, aiming just allows you to get a headshot.
Yeah, it gives you insta kill. Which is another thing we can talk about later.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the melee weapons themselves. Do we like the melee weapons? I don't.
No. There's nothing special.
It's
about
pointless. Them. It is pointless.
Yeah. It doesn't really give you anything to do.
For the very fact is you spread them across the board, and you only can
usually get a few. But the biggest problem with melee weapons is they're all the same.
Yeah, there's no extra strength bonus. You'd think with a chainsaw,
well, this is strength bonus. It's the same basic strength. Yeah, sorry,
it's all the same. Yeah, it's based all the same strength bonus. Strength is, which is stupid because you'd think I'd have some added power with the chainsaw.
Baseball bat has as much power as a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
I'd be able to take off.
This really isn't going to be entertaining for anybody watching this show.
It's like
this is not entertaining for me right now.
But seriously, you think, I mean, literally, a dagger is the same as brass knuckles, it's the same as a sword, it's the same as a chainsaw. The
same as a
bat. I love to see, like, even the chainsaw can, like, cut through, like, four guys at a time. Maybe it's instant kill or something. But it's not.
You do only one damage.
Yeah, you do one damage. Is it really?
Which doesn't make sense.
And you cannot have an instant kill in melee.
Can I have instant kill in melee?
No.
As far as I don't think you can. I don't. College shots, when they're... College shot, I'm pretty sure, is firing only. It says at their firing at.
Yeah, so that'd be firing only. So you can't even get... So you can't even, like, say, if you've got a baseball bat and hit their head, you know, take a swing at their head and knock the head off, or B... With a chainsaw, use the chainsaw to cut the head off or something. You know, you can't do that. It doesn't give you those options.
All right, let's move on then. We'll go on to ranged weapons.
We were talking about ranged weapons a little bit, though.
Ranged weapons in general? Do you like them?
I have no comment because I didn't use them.
No.
The one time that I used them, I got the advantage because I had the scope, so...
So give them a point for the scope, that's kind of cool?
Sort of. It just makes it really overpowered.
Yeah,
especially in the kill count scenario, because I was able to do aim shots, which normally take two...
Two attack points.
Two attack points, and the scope allowed me to do them with only needing one. So I had the serious advantage there. And by the time you guys had like one or two, I had like 10.
Yeah, so that was a little bit brutal. But I mean, I think they're a little bit better than melee weapons because they actually have different strength values to them. Yeah. But they're still relatively generic. A pistol's the same as a shotgun. A shotgun's a little more powerful, which is the same as a machine gun. A machine gun's a little more powerful. Rifles are like a little bit less than a machine gun.
How many shots?
Yeah.
That was just stupid.
Like, I don't think there's machine anything about, like...
Machine gun only gets two attacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
And aim would makes it one attack?
Yeah, that's another thing. While we're on the topic of the shooting now... big haterade for this one.
Attack points?
No, it's okay. The fact that you can choose to either do attack, a regular attack, or a aim shot. Because a regular attack only does one wound,
yeah.
Whereas an aim shot...
is instant kill.
Is an insta kill. And basically what it does is it's forcing you to have to do the aim shots.
Yeah, so regular shots
really
are
no
kind of useless.
Yeah.
Because they're all four-pointers.
Yeah, they're all... Mm. Each zombie has 4 points of health, which, in my opinion, is a little much for a zombie. But we're not even going to go there. That's,
yeah.
That would be a big haterade right there. Uh-huh. It just forces you to have to do aim shots. There's really no point to doing a regular attack unless you've got points left over.
What about... I mean, I'm thinking also the fact that the weapons... We go back to weapons in generic in the same line. Machine gun... all your number of attacks is based on your character's profile, not the weapon. So if you have a freaking Browning machine gun, which is one of the weapons here, it mounts down.
Yeah.
It fires the same amount of attacks as a pistol. It's like, they should be able to just lay down bullets to do something cool,
Yeah,
there could be a lot more very simple diversity that just isn't there.
Yep.
So that goes back to that.
Certain weapons you should be allowed to take more attacks than others.
Yeah.
Or less with others.
So let's move along here, unless anything else about weapons?
As the book falls apart.
As the book needs to fall apart.
It is. Another haterade for the book falling apart.
We've already got enough up there for it.
Can't we put up more for that one?
Please.
For falling apart during the review.
Yeah, during the review. Here,
first one.
No, fine. Put one more up. Put one more up. I think
we're going to run out of haterades soon.
Do you put either? I put either token up there. Just ignore the fact that they're so sweet.
Yeah, you can't see.
They can't see in the video that one says so sweet. That's what says haterade. Except for the fact that I just pointed it out. So we just lost with haterade.
I don't think you're gonna have any viewer that's gonna be having a magnifying glass. Either.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
they put that
the
on the right
just,
spot.
The video is just too low resolution for them to even see it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good.
Without digital.
Even no, it's even just way too low resolution. Yeah. Regardless, that's talking about video compression. How about the whole damage system, the idea of where you got to roll to hit, you roll the rune, and even an armor save in some cases? I don't think that works very well for this zombie game. It's
No.
It shouldn't be that difficult to hit a zombie in the first place.
They've literally taken the system from very similar to Warhammer 40,000, Warhammer Fantasy uses, but it doesn't work very well in these small... I never thought it worked very well in small games. That's why Necromunda, I never liked Necromunda, because it had the same kind of system.
Yeah. But it doesn't work for this, because, I mean, there's zombies.
Nothing.
And there's too many of them anyway to have those kind of rolls.
Yeah. You don't really kill that many.
For the amount that you're facing, it should be auto-hit.
Mm-hmm. Auto-hit.
Because they're pretty much...
Or almost maybe even auto-wound, but I don't know.
Well, unless you, may roll one.
Well, it'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be kind of cool
to
say...
Which is your own fault, or maybe it's on your abilities.
It's pretty much, you can do auto-hit, and what you do is, when a zombie's hit, they're either killed, or they're, knocked down or something. So, so maybe they're stunned for a turn or something like that. So a little bit, something a little bit more than just
do certain amount of damage, the weapon, machine gun would do...
X damage or whatever.
And
a
pistol might be more
like 3 damage or something, or 2 damage.
Yeah, something to vary it up a little bit. Because like I said, unless you do a kill shot, it's 1 point of damage, per attack.
And then as the other thing did we cover reaction?
We covered reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about, how about the characters? Do we like the different characters that are available?
Variety?
I like the peasant.
No, there isn't much variety, honestly.
There really isn't.
No. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few.
I'm just going to put one for the peasant.
He likes the peasant.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little
because
bit...
apparently there'd be a jock fighting these zombies.
Another big complaint is for the modern...
The soldier?
Soldier's invincible under most circumstances.
Yeah, he's invulnerable under most circumstances unless you have an overlord.
That How do you overpower somebody to not die?
But see, the thing is, I could see, you know,
it doesn't make sense.
This is what's so frustrating. I mean, granted, you could have, there's plenty of issues in games where a certain character is overpowered by a little bit or it's obvious. This guy is invulnerable. Unless I'm completely reading the rules wrong, most of the zombies, except the overlord zombie, which shows up in one or two missions, can't hurt him. He just stands there and just takes hit after hit after hit, and not a single freaking thing happens. Am I missing something here? How does that get through playtesting?
How did any of this get through playtesting is the real question.
The question you should be asking is, did they playtest this?
And if they did, why did they not stop production?
But, okay, we're trying not to make fun of the game. But yeah,
that's a little lame too.
One hater raid, because there are two characters that are literally impossible to be wounded. And I don't get why.
What was the second one?
The close combat specialist and the corporation soldiers. Corporation. Same kind of thing. As toughness of 5, can't be hurt, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about next in line. How about mission diversity? There's about 7, I think there's 7 different ages in the mission you can play, or 7 different, kind of scenarios.
The diversity of the mission is that separate from the mission being just the game itself being so crappy that the mission sucks?
Yeah, we'll make it separate.
Okay.
I'll give them a plus for that. That's kind of cool that there are.
Yeah, they try. Scenarios. They try.
They try. What do you say, Andrew? Yes or no?
Well,
is it good enough or not?
I'll give him one for sympathy.
I'm not going to be sympathetic. I'm going to give him a hater raid.
You're going to give him a hater raid? Yes, Ryan's being a joke today. He's in jerk mode. So
I don't feel all that great, so I just...
So here's what you got. You got a couple modern characters. You know, we got normal 20th century people. You've got a corporation scenario, which, as it suggests, is you're basically agents of a corporation going to eradicate a virus. You've got World War II one with Nazi zombies as the enemy, which is, I'm going to give them a plus for Nazi zombies. That is awesome. And then you've got a medieval one where you're knights Templar or like knights on a crusade to kill the zombies, which is pretty... I mean, so I like this little bit of diversity. A lot of them play kind of similar, but it's cool they tried.
And that's the fact. That's a failure. Yeah. They do play similar.
I'm sorry, because they play similar, they get a hate right
there. Well, then you already, okay. I mean, the medieval one, everything else plays differently, but that's it.
Yeah.
In that way, you just keep fighting until you die.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what we were doing in the medieval one.
Yeah, we were just fighting until...
and rolling dice and blah, blah, blah.
Until someone dies,
We missed an important core issue. Does anyone else say anything else about the scenarios like that first?
No.
No? Okay. What about the flow of gameplay?
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was kind of slow.
Slow.
Very slow.
It kind of goes back to the fact the zombies don't really get across the board. Right? Yes. And it just becomes like, take a pot shot here, pot shot there.
And the fact that
zombie, it should be a fast-paced game. Like, almost like, what was the game?
Resident Evil?
No. I'm talking about the game Space Hulk.
Mm.
Yeah.
If this game were a lot like Space Hulk, they would have an awesome.
Yeah, because I mean,
Space Hulk had a really simple damage system for the killing gene steals, which is really cool. You move along, kill,
and
rip in half.
And the gene stealers really fast.
Yeah,
so gene stealers move really fast.
And it was a really fast paced game.
And in this case, it doesn't require aiming shots to kill,
mm-hmm.
or hitting someone with 5 attacks or 4 attacks. To actually kill one zombie.
It would have been really cool if they made it almost in like a Space Hulk way, only you weren't in corridors, you were actually in open land. That would have been awesome.
That would work out perfectly.
Yes.
Give them like 2 hit points or something. Something simple.
Not something over powerful, like 4 health.
Give your human characters a mission too. Give them something to where they have to rescue somebody, not just kill zombies.
There are some, have to run out of, you have to leave an area or defend an area, but it's still killing. That doesn't work. We tried the first scenario.
Because
you need to have a common goal.
And you just
you
kept your
like,
guys within 3 inches of the entrance, and more guys just always appear every turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no way
to escape. And you don't you don't have to move the zombies either. You can leave them at the door.
As far as I can tell, I don't have to. I don't see any rule about that in here.
And that's the reason why I did quit playing, is because I'm like, there's no point to this objective. If there would have been a point to where it's like you were like getting the veil to save humanity.
You can actually accomplish the mission.
Yeah, or accomplish something.
Yes.
Because at one point, it just becomes, you know, it's like this person's got a certain number of kills to how many you've got. And it's like, just pointless.
Yeah, it is.
And we just stopped caring about initiative and everything else. Yeah. And we just wanted to stop playing.
Yeah, really.
We wanted someone to kill us.
We wanted zombies to come in and just take us right there.
Yes.
All right, we're down about 5 minutes left in the review. Let's go through some little topics that you guys want to cover. Ryan, anything else you want to say Hater Rate So Sweet on?
I need to think.
All right, I'll go with one. It's kind of an optional rule, but I don't really like it too much, is the random objective you can use. Basically, each scenario has about 2 to 3 possible different objectives to determine the victory conditions, deployment options, things like that, and you can roll the start of a game. The reason I don't like that is usually one or two of those is a cooperative game, and the last one is a competitive game, sometimes where the humans are actually fighting each other, where they're opening fire, shooting at each other. Mm-hmm. The reason I don't like the fact that it's a competitive mixed with cooperative, if you want to have actually a fun, fluffy story where one person's a soldier, one person's a police officer, and you got a couple of useless characters, if you roll that competitive one and you're a useless character, it's going to be a miserable game.
Like the medic in the WW2 game.
Yeah, the medic is worthless.
It's like he doesn't have the ability to kill anything. All he's got is a pistol.
How about the doctor in the modern game, which doesn't even have a weapon? So what do you guys agree with me that that's kind of crummy?
Yeah, that is bad. I'll haterate on that one.
Because I don't like the fact that, you know, you can end up being like a competitive game when you expect to be cooperative. You don't really know what's going in on, and you know. But that's just my opinion. What do you guys, anything else? Kyle?
Well, where to begin?
Pick something.
At the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah.
Being close on the page for
at the beginning, I was wishing for the end.
Is there a certain topic that's good or bad? Is that just everything?
Well, let's see. I guess the next topic is just being overrun with overpowered zombies. Yes.
Toughness
the
6.
Rolling the win, when you have to roll the beginning of every turn based D6 for every single player. I hate.
Oh, the initiative
that
stuff.
That is way too many zombies.
Zombie reinforcements. Yes. What he's talking about is every turn you get the zombie player who's playing the zombies gets 1D6 number of zombies per character player that's still alive.
So for 3 people, it's up to 18.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
I mean, that's a lot of zombies.
I like how they regenerate the zombies, but I think it's just too much.
That's something they overdo.
It's excessive.
Because you figure, I mean,
how hard it takes to kill the zombies to begin with.
Yes.
So if you think, let's do this quick math. Average D6 roll, 3.5. So 3.5 zombies per player get generated.
Yeah.
You kill, on average, maybe 1 a turn. So you do get overwhelmed, but the problem is they move so slow, it doesn't really feel like you're getting overwhelmed. They just more zombies appear on the board. Unless, zombies. Let's walk this way.
Until there's so many zombies, you can't move anywhere. And then you finally get overrun.
Yeah, that's not possible. The game won't last that long.
Not to mention the rules. If you kill, for the one scenario that we were playing, if you kill the players, it doesn't say that you win if you kill the players.
Haterade, we're going to go a few points to that.
That's another topic.
So technically, if you go by the rules, you lose if you kill the players.
Yeah, that's how you could read the rule. There's kind of a fuzzy objective in that one.
Don't you just love how they define the rules in this book?
Okay.
I have Haterade, and please let me say it before I forget it.
say it.
Okay. The rules in this rule book are kind of confusing. I mean, confusing rules.
Reading a WizKids rule book.
There are some parts that aren't as clear as they could be. I don't think they really explain the order, how to do things, or if you can like substitute certain stuff. Yeah, it's a little shaky. Not everything's shaky. There's a few parts I think that are a little bit shaky, but it's pretty good.
The rules that we were trying to debate about earlier with the zombies.
Even with what Jason said, I was still like, but still.
I'll be generous. They do have a lot of cool big example pictures that are easy to see, so we'll give them a so sweet for that.
I mean, you gotta remember, too, when we were playing and we were trying to figure out the conversion rate for the zombies, it takes this many zombies for this one to come
out. That's kind of a funny one.
That was one of the funny ones that we were having issues reading.
Mm-hmm. I have another issue.
Okay, what is it?
The unlimited range weapons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Especially the shotgun that can fire across the down the
pistol.
The
pistol can fire as long as
zombies across
sniper
the field.
Sniper rifle or assault rifle.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It got hit.
Shotgun cannot fire long range.
At least not accurate. Well, yeah, it really can't. It spreads out too much.
Yeah, and the pistol cannot.
Pistol is just too inaccurate.
Yeah, it's too weak.
What's the effective range of a pistol, Andrew?
Medium to long. Short to medium range.
Which is?
100 meters?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll credit them for having line of sight. At least they have line of sight.
Okay,
well, yes. Okay. At least they have that.
That they do have, and I do credit them for
that. Yes. They have line of sight, which gives you the cover saves.
But the covers, I mean, some of those.
That's
times.
Like right out of 40K, 50 days.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I wonder if they play Warhammer 40K.
No boy.
We will probably never know.
Never know. All right.
And if you guys are watching this, we don't want to know. We really don't.
The only other complaint I have is the fact that why does a zombie have a toughness of 6? Why?
Yeah, they're pretty hard. They actually are kind of hard to kill. A lot of weapons
so
just bounce off them.
They only need like you said. They only need one or two wound markers.
I know.
It really should not take much to kill them.
That was a heck of it. All right, Kyle, go ahead. Count the hater rays.
This
I'll
might
count
take
the so
a while.
Sweets.
Put another hater raid up there just because I feel like putting another one up there. Thank you, Kyle.
17 so sweets.
Oh boy.
And it's gonna be final review time. Andrew, do you want to go first? 3, 2, 1, no. Ryan.
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. We'll go around the circle here then. Andrew can go last.
It's gonna be a very short one.
Yeah.
Fifty or so?
Yeah. I can't even count that many.
Okay, we just lost count.
Wow.
About 50 or so to 17 Calgary County.
This is one of the worst reviews.
Ryan, final review.
Okay. God. This didn't
what
even
to
go
say?
For, this didn't
what
even go
say?
For the miscongeniality award. I'm sorry. Okay, I only have really one thing to say. Okay, it's on the rule book, and people, you've been forewarned if you buy this, because it says right here, it gives a warning, Z for zombies, may cause anxiety, fear, and loss of brains.
I already used that joke, which is your joke. I stole it when you were doing playtesting.
I know, but I'm saying it anyway.
He lost his brains. What do you want? He lost his brains.
That's all I got to say. I lost my brain. So, you've been forewarned. You've been forewarned if you get this. It's right on the cover.
All right. My turn. When I first saw this game, I saw the zombie miniatures. I was big in the Left 4 Dead. I still am Steam and Rock Robotics and Steam. Get that right. If you want to play Left 4 Dead with me. And I really wanted to like it. I was excited. This is like so awesome. Because, you know, I normally don't go out searching out an independent game published, but I saw this one. In fact, zombies are going to be awesome.
Hopefully
Steam
just
isn't fun. It just isn't fun. Well, that's not fair. MechaTech is an independent company. That's a fantastic game.
Yeah, true.
The rules just don't work. There's a lot of weird problems with the rules that don't make sense. Guys are too slow. Some guys are invulnerable. Not enough damage is being done. If there's one plus to say about the game, if someone were to walk up to the table, it would look like a zombie horror movie, but it doesn't really feel like it. There's not a lot of excitement there or anything to it. It's not worth $25. Kyle.
I guess to begin with, the greatest example is that $10 second place in the beauty contest in Monopoly. I mean, $10 is worthless in Monopoly. This is what this game is equal to.
And that book is $25. It's worth $25.
I mean, there's probably about $10 worth of stories here.
Not really. 7 pages? No.
No.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. And so, therefore, I mean, no one wants that second place in Beauty Contest. It means, yeah, we're second place out of 2 people. And obviously I'm the uglier one, and they just felt bad for me, so they gave me some credit. That's how I feel about this game.
We can't even give this thing credit.
Well, apparently we gave them
No, the Wiz Kids is the one you give credit to. This one is just the one that...
I'm just saying we gave them a few...
We gave them a few points. They did a few things right.
But the sympathy points. And that's why I feel about this game.
$25 for this, in my opinion, I could... use this to save up and buy a box of actual zombies for another game. It's just not... there's really not much for me to say on this. I'm sorry.
It really isn't.
I'll just save up the $25 that it costs for this game, and I'll save it so I can buy a box of actual zombies.
Maybe create your own zombie game.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Needless to say, we've been rendered speechless by this game.
Yeah, we actually lost our brains.
Okay.
Or at least we feel like it.
All right. Please
kill me. Kill me.
All
right,
guys, that's the end of the show. We're all tired. Want to go home. Yes. So. Any questions or comments, is send them over to me at jason@rockosoftware.com. ROCKOSOFTWARE.com. And of course, you're a developer of this game. You're more than welcome to have an email conversation with me as I did with Bastion Studios. Which they stopped talking to me now.
a lot of people don't like us.
A few people don't like us.
I'm sorry that your game sucks.
Twitter for me is TT_Battlefield. Ryan, your Twitter.
RManMan4.
And of course, we have the 100th episode coming up here now in 2 episodes. Ooh. And of course, if you want to ask us some random stupid question, send it to me once again at jason@rockosoftware.com. And if we feel like it, we'll answer it on that show.
If we feel like it.
Yeah.
If we remember also.
Andrew, your Twitter.
Duke. Not,
well, yeah, Twitter and your Steam account.
Yes.
Good luck pronouncing that one.
My Twitter is Duke_Nukem1. My Steam is, it will be in the show notes. I'm sure Jason will copy and paste
I'll
it.
I'll put it there for you guys.
It is, I'm part of a clan called the Barroom Heroes, but it is, not including the tag, is Duke Nukem. And you can find me on there once you get to the show notes and copy and paste my name.
And once again, I am the holdout of the Twitter.
He's holdout of everything.
You know,
online, anyway. Twitter.
Okay, why not?
Just Twitter. All right, anyway, that's enough. So next episode, I'm hoping to get a review of Dust Tactics by Fantasy Flight Games. These are the ones that publish it. They don't develop it. They're publishing it. Regardless, though, I hopefully get a copy of that in. It should be out in a few days. So that, if not, we will be reviewing probably Axis and Allies, War at Sea, or something else, because I need one more game to review. I'd much rather do Dust Tactics, but if I have to, we got another game to fall back on. But either way, well, that's it. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.